Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The current sleeping arrangements at home is that we all share one bed.
Morning. Just getting up here.
Part of that is because of space. I mean, we have the smallest house ever right now. We had to work it out the way we worked out, and it ended up working out in a way that we prefer.
Not one of us spends a night without Nick, because it's very special to be able to, you know, sleep next to the one you love, for sure.
I like to be snuggled up in the middle.
Yes, you do.
It's a nice spot.
Episode of Everyone's Business But Mine, joined in conjunction this week with We Love to Hate Everything, Amanda, Jody. Hello.
Hi, guys. Hi, Kara.
Oh, hello. We are so excited.
And
oh,
so excited. Audience.
An honor.
A really, really special day, you guys. We're going to be talking about Seeking Sister Wife. What season are we on? Four.
Only four.
Season four premiere. Gosh, what a journey we've been on. Talk to me about y'all's journey with the show, because I was like, this is one of my 2020 binge watches. What about you guys?
Well, I mean, it really has been a journey, and four seasons is not enough. I go back to the season one with, I believe, Bernie McGee, the McGee family.
May he rest. Yeah.
And I know. All right.
Oh, I still haven't watched season one, actually. I need to go back and watch that.
You do.
Well, get ready. Now, before the season actually aired, because I consider myself maybe like one of the anthropology students of the Sister Wives, for a Patreon episode years ago, I signed up for polygamy.com.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
Paige McGee reached out to me.
I remember
that. To be Bernie and Paige's match.
He's kind of your type, right?
He was my type. And then I had a nice little exchange with his son after he passed away. But I mean,
you got too deep in, I think.
Oh, I like flew too close to the sun, and then I just had to back away. I was like, whoa, this is
too much.
Yeah, I think his son might have said, like, that made me cry, the comment that I made. I was like, okay,
this is
not good. Wow. But no, I've watched every season. It's, oh, God. I mean, when you think Sister Wives is great, this just takes it up a whole other level.
It really does. And, like, I don't really know what the special je ne sais quoi is, but it's there.
It's Garrick.
I think it is. Miss Burt. Miss Burt.
What about you, Amanda? So you have not seen season one. How much have you watched?
But I think that me and Jody have this other podcast, Total Request Pod, and I think someone maybe recommended we watch some random episode of Seeking Sister Wife, or maybe you recommended it to me, Jody, but we watched one episode, and then we decided to, I was like into it, and then we ended up recapping all of last season, like all of the episodes on our Patreon, and then I went back and watched like the first season two, I guess. But yeah, so which is exactly how I watched Sister Wives. I got in way at the end of the game and then binged it. And I'm obsessed. I think I'm obsessed with polygamy. Should I be a polygamist? Maybe.
You should.
Only time will tell, you know? This is such a wild ride. I didn't think we were going to get this season, honestly, because of all the mess that happened last season.
Mm-hmm.
With what do
the
I call
Snowdens?
Yeah. Oh, Dimitri. Okay, yeah.
What do you call them? Family. I never know their names. I refuse to respect any of these people on the cast mm-hmm. by saying their real names or whatever. Like, they're all characters to me. So
yeah,
they're long gone, and they were really like our anchor couple, which is a weird thing to say for a show like this. But they were like the lighthouse, the one that I guess was supposed to be at all goals or something, but even they turned out to be probably messier than most of the cast members.
Yeah, weird. It almost seems like polygamy is not a great idea.
Yeah, it's very, very interesting.
Can I say something? Can we pour one out for the Winders?
Yes, gone too soon. I feel like their closing statement was a little shady. They're like, well, you know, I guess we're not like those other girls.
Yeah.
They went in a different direction, and we're just going to do what's best for our family. And thank you very much, America.
Poor them. But honestly, we are like lousy in couples here, and there's so much mess, and there's so much to talk about.
Oh, and there's still two or three more couples we have to meet still.
We haven't even seen. I tend to like to go from least to most interesting to me.
All right. Let's see if we all agree on that then.
Yeah. My pick, honestly, might be with the Foleys. The last
100%.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah. So we meet Steve. He's 42. You would not be able to tell. Personally, I felt like his chest and nipples were giving me like a good 63 to 65. A lot of sun damage happening there. So
you think that he looks like a doppelganger of Garrick? I just think he looks like Garrick.
He does look like generic, slightly attractive white man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
He actually looks like, okay, I'm totally forgot his name, but Kara, I know you're going to remember him from Married at First Sight. He was the dude that married the like young party girl. She was brunette. They were like super toxic. He was married before and he was a pilot.
Oh, wait, now I'm getting this confused with Married at First Sight. Oh yeah.
Married at First Sight guy.
Oh gosh, there's another podcast that they call him January 6th, so I can't remember his name.
Oh, but I know that's all you need to say for me to get an image of my head.
Got it. It was Ryan, something like that, but I know exactly who you're talking about. You're right.
That's where he gives me, like,
Eric?
What was it? Eric?
Eric, maybe. Yeah.
Okay.
I just looked up Married at First Sight pilot.
Yes.
Oh, there you go. Where, like, when he flushes, his entire body just bloats up and turns red. Right. Like, he has that kind of vibe to him.
Oof. He definitely does. He definitely, like, where were they from? Eastern Texas,
Eastern Texas. I'm like, you can't narrow down a city here. Now we're just going with but there seemed to be an ocean.
Right.
There seemed to be an ocean.
All right. I mean, I guess Texas borders part of an ocean, but I don't know, whatever.
I was very confused, but their story was not surprising to me. Where he
did you guys pick up on the fact that he likes to work out? I don't know if it was obvious that he works out.
I was
they shot a couple shots of him working out.
Yeah, I was going to look that up later. I wasn't sure. Yeah.
Like, I need to know the type of person that when they're on camera goes, here, come, let's go to the gym and you guys can get some sweet shots of me doing some
monster.
Yeah.
Monster.
So he was 41. He's with Brenda, who's 38. His story is that he was married for like 12 years and she was LDS. He lived in Southern Nevada, so he was basically Mormon. And they weren't into polygamy. They had approached their relationship completely monogamous until one day they meet the baddest bitch in a football uniform named Brenda.
She's wearing a jersey. Brenda. How can he resist?
Brenda.
Brenda is Robin Brown. That's literally this story playing out.
Woman's perspective, if we were to run into a local named Brenda wearing a football jersey, I wouldn't feel very threatened. So I could see this wife going along with it.
Her name might as well be Karen.
I'm a little confused about this story because he's like, well, I just happened to talk to her and I thought she was beautiful and my wife was there. He didn't really say that. He's acting like Brenda was the one who opened them up to this polygamous world. But
they all started having feelings for each other, Karen.
Well, it was like the funniest story this one day.
Hilarious.
He just was like, guys, are we dating? Crazy.
His wife's in the background like, no.
No?
No, we're friends.
How much do you want to bet he asked that when first wife fucked off to the bathroom? He's like, are we dating? Is this like a secret side conversation?
She's cleaning off the grill like after the slab of ribs she cooked for those two
sharpening
assholes.
Sharpening a knife just on a slab.
Are we dating? This is a very, very confusing situation. But he and Brenda and first wife met like 8 years ago. And they just fell into a relationship all with each other, and they all had feelings for each other, which let's talk more about that, but we didn't.
They took a whole shit ton of pictures, and then just the wife just blurred out.
Blurred her ass out in the back seat.
They're on like a plane. They're on a boat.
Oh,
they're on all forms of transportation with her face blurred out, basically.
Right.
That can happen when you like strawberry shortcake. And that's all you've ever had.
Oh my god.
One day someone puts whipped cream on it and you're like, oh my god.
Brenda's eyes glazed over when he started telling that because you know that he's used that analogy
one
million times. Like her eyes were like,
let me write this down. I'm going to use it for every possible conversation.
You can see, and we've all been there with like people we're dating where they start telling a story for the 50th time and your face just kind of dies. But you have to hold the expression, but you're dead inside.
Keep it cute.
As the story's-
This is Cody Brown telling that hilarious joke where it's the four wives that are running the show. I'm just the man.
Right.
I'm just the guy.
You're just hanging by your little strings in the front, sir.
The same thing happens when Nick starts talking about the chessboard and the queen and the king. Both wives are like,
there's things I want to do to Nick that are not legal.
like
in a sexual way.
Don't even get me started. Oh god. So apparently they started dating this chick or courting this woman named April, if you could call her that. She's a whole 21. Okay. Nick Jesus. Makes very clear to tell us that she is specifically half his age. Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Great idea, by the way.
So good.
This sounds like a great idea.
Media on social media too. That's another great way.
The longevity of this is guaranteed.
Mm-hmm. This is going to go so well. He said something like, was it him that said something about preconceived? No, I think this may have been somebody else, but I don't like a man with a shaved chest. It's very upsetting to me.
Yeah, let's just go back to that.
I'm right there.
He probably shaves his pits and his knee, like his legs too.
Yeah.
For swimming.
He's like a seal, like a large man seal.
He's got big nipples too. Big nips.
Yeah, big
pepperoni nipples.
Nipples.
Now, April, I just want to point out the fact that we have, two Aprils on this season?
Of course we do.
And we have original. Now, you can come after me. Come to our reviews and you can rip my ass.
Don't talk shit on Kara.
Yeah. You remember the couple with the Brinies with Aura Lee and April.
The Brinies.
Yes.
So we now have three Aprils.
Oh my god, I forgot about her.
Do you remember when she told people that she would just tell people she was like Dutch or something to get around her accent?
Which is maybe problematic.
Ish.
Oh no, I'm Dutch.
Oh my god.
Like, that's how Dutch people sound to me.
No, April. I am not.
I forgot about her. That season deserves a rewatch, man.
They deserve to re-air that because she really. Which one was the one that went crazy?
April.
Oh no, it was April the curly left. Hair. It was
April.
That wasn't April.
April was the curly hair.
I don't think she left. So.
I promise you, Blonde was orally.
I thought, oh,
and Angela was the new chick that named her baby like Leonardo da Vinci or something.
That's right. Yeah. Jesus. And at the end, April ended up like faking some sort of like escape plan.
That's
and like,
right.
Being like, I'm taking all my kids. And that's why they couldn't film. I'm like, you guys had that on film and they just didn't air.
Left
her
it.
Meeting.
Yep.
And wow. Abandoned the film. We released the tapes. I really need the tapes.
Absolutely.
On that. But Steve does say this, and I remembered. Steve said that it was really refreshing that April didn't have any preconceived notions or ask questions, which, you guys, ladies, hear me. This is what old men say when you're too young. She didn't have any preconceived notions. Yeah, it's because she's too young to know better. That's what you
she's
mean.
Dumb. She's dumb.
Yeah.
Her brain's not formed all the way. She's dumb. Yeah, he said I really like that she didn't ask all these questions like, how does it work? What does it mean?
Yeah.
Am I going to be safe? Nothing.
And it really shows a level of commitment from her, huh? Mm. That she just doesn't. Whatever. Her and who's the person that, Danielle. Oh. No, her and Danielle, who is Shen from Teen Mom. Both of them have an interview with the camera saying, I've never been in a polygamous relationship before. Well, yeah, you're 21.
Exactly.
How could you have possibly been in a polygamous relationship before?
Exactly.
This is just a fun, cute thing you're doing because you're out there now.
Right, right. I need to know where this body of water was. It's really bothering me because, like, how were they at their house and then they picked her up at some Cape dock or whatever and they're just like having a good time. But I felt like the cracks showed immediately because Brenda was like, you know, I just don't really feel that close to April. Our communication's not that great. We need some tweaking.
There's already some clinches there.
Yeah, it's probably because she's trying to like breastfeed off of you because you're old enough to be her mother, okay?
Oh, and I think Brenda was pretty pissed because Apewell, I'm just going to have to call her Apewell. Apewell was trying to get some of that queso out of the jar that Brenda
I
was
wrote down the
to.
Queso, Jody. You know I did. I was like, they're
that
eating
is
Tostito queso.
Bold, bold move. A very it's confident true. Woman it
on a,
takes.
On a boat?
In
what if you get the shits?
Suit, you guys.
That's guaranteed shits. What are you doing?
Yeah, it's a really like it's a dick on the table move to like take another woman's cheese without asking.
Oh yeah, and she was eyeing it too.
Yeah,
I was fighting.
Well, I would be eyeing it too.
Steve's not going to have any cheese because it's not keto or doesn't go with his workout fitness regimen.
Can I just say that I think this it made me think of the charm of Sister Wives and the fact that like this 90 Day Fiance, we got Bilal pretending like he's rich, blah blah blah, these people are on a boat. Great. And then you look at Sister Wives and TLC always kept them so under budget that they never were allowed to have a bougie day once, like on their bougiest day, like they're going to Las Vegas but they're not on the strip. Like on vacation, they're like 30 minutes away in like Lake Las Vegas or something.
Yeah, occasionally they get to go to that Mexican restaurant where kids eat free.
Yeah.
That's it.
And then he'll take Mary to Playa de Carmen, which I've been to Playa de Carmen, and the reason I've been to Playa de Carmen is because it's like the cheapest place to go.
Yeah,
to a resort.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Right. It's just the charm of Sister Wives. It's just it just lives so in its own little space there that they're keeping them poor.
It really does, and I like it. It's humbling, like they deserve, like they deserve.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any other thoughts about the Foleys?
I mean, April is not sticking around.
Not a chance.
Oh, this is a cute thing she's doing, and she's on camera.
Yeah, I think she's got maybe two more dates.
I thought it was really fun that they said, he said, the Brenda's like, well, I'm nervous that you're going to now leave me like you did your first wife. First of all, yes, he's going to. I've been that girl. And yes, that is exactly what happened. And then his example to make her feel better is, well, don't worry, because I just saw a picture of Christy Brinkley and she's 60 and she's like really hot. So as long as you look like Christy Brinkley when you're 60, you got nothing to worry about.
Not a problem. No problem. Mm-hmm.
You're good.
I don't know if Brenda's playing with a full jar of queso, if you will.
I know. I'm not sure that April is either, even between the two of them. I'm not sure.
No, she's like,
and I think he wants conflict between the girls as well, because he said something like that.
All of these men do. That's why they get in this. They get off on it.
Of course. Do we think that Brenda has ever had an orgasm in her relationship?
Ooh, I think she thinks she has.
Yeah, and that's the saddest part. You know, that's the saddest one.
She's like, one time I was on top, so that was pretty good.
Yeah, I feel like his like way of having sex is just like rapid fire, like until orgasm, and then the end. And then he's sweaty. He's like, "Don't touch me!"
With his bare chest, his nipples just right there,
protruding,
shimmering in sweat.
My next on the list is going to be the Merrifields. What do you?
Yeah, agreed.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Love it.
Yeah.
I call them Joel Osteen and Large Wife.
Large Wife, of course.
Can I add a little twist on, because I'm with you, Joel Osteen for sure, but his new hair this season gives me some Ed Grimley.
Yeah.
Is this too old of a reference for you young kids?
I'm Canadian, Jody.
Oh, okay.
SCTV.
It's a little too coiffed.
Yeah, something about it's like it's landslide on this part. Like it's there's a little.
You expect it to just go bing. Like,
yeah, there were a couple different styles happening, and like he slept on it or something. I'm not sure.
But... Also, I love that they're mentioning how short he is, which I never really noticed before. But even on the couch when he's sitting in the interviews, he's like hunched over. Like,
thank you, Amanda. That was in my notes. He seems smaller than I remember him. Is exactly what I wrote. I have a theory, though, you guys, and I want to know if you guys picked up on this as well.
I think we both do know what you're about to say, and we do agree already. But go ahead.
So to set this all up, we've known the Merrifields for a couple seasons now.
Mm. We watched Danielle suffer.
Awful, right? Mm-hmm. So they're now living in an RV. They have for the past 5 months because they're building their polygamous compound dream home. Ugh. They're going to be accommodating 3, 4, 5 wives. Who knows? Her parents are going to be living on the compound, and they're just living like a happy lifestyle. So they're in the RV with two sweaty teenage boys and a big ass dog. And you know, all of his Dep gel. So they're talking about how, you know, they're wanting to expand a family. I don't know. Danielle is also newly blonde. She seems to have a battery in her back. I just noticed, I felt like there was some schemes going on with Large Wife, and more on that later. So she says, we did not really hear about his family until this season, right? Like, we knew he didn't have a family with that. Like, they were estranged, but I felt like we didn't hear the details until... Now,
well, they must have been living that house they were on before must have been owned by his family, and then they
on their land, out.
Yeah,
the land
he was living on Coyote Pass and he got kicked off, right? I totally forgot. Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead. I'm gonna pull something up that I found on Reddit. I totally forgot that I took screenshots of this. Okay, so this was on Reddit about Garrick, and people were saying, like, oh, I went to high school with him. Okay, someone said, my husband graduated with him and his sister-in-law or something. They were 1 year behind him, and their high school had like 100 kids in it, so they had no choice but to know him. Him and his friend group called themselves something stupid, and they all had matching gold chains with the group name on it, like the gang or the squad or something like that. And Garrick has a sister, you guys, I'm not making this up, has a sister named Beige. So I don't know what's up with the parents' naming choices, although Beige is cool by all accounts, so there's that.
Beige Merrifield?
Beige. Wow. Beige.
Okay. So you hate your daughter. Like, you hate your daughter.
Beige. Okay, so...
Would you rather be named Beige or Garrick?
Oh, Garrick is like Garrick.
Beige is the worst. Yeah. In my opinion, Beige is the worst thing you call me other than fat. Beige.
So you'd rather be Garrick. You would rather be... Okay. Okay.
I'd rather be named Garrick than Beige. Would you like to be called Beige?
Well, I mean, I'm also not white, so maybe that would help.
It would be ironic, I guess.
Yeah.
If you were named Beige.
Yeah. Beige Berry is kind of cute, actually.
That's actually really
beige
cute.
Beige Berry is really cute.
Like, kind of pretty. I like it.
Yeah.
It could be like a drag name or a porn name.
Right. Right.
It's just like really boring porn.
Right.
That's the
honestly,
kink.
It's that's just all like, I can give you. That's all.
Like
I
you look annoyed at the camera the whole time. You're like side eyeing the camera the whole time.
Yeah. That's exactly. I'm making the OnlyFans right now.
Okay. To add to this, they said the main complaints about Garrick around town is that he's really dumb, shocking, and is Christian only for the appearance and reputation.
Yeah.
It is a conservative Christian town. He's a bad kisser, according to my sister-in-law's friend who hooked up with him. He's a big partier drinker, and his best friend, who he mentioned somewhere in the season, less he's because he wanted to be his best man. His best friend is a meth addict. One of the other relatives was Garrick's teacher for several years. She has never said anything mean about anyone in her life, but described Garrick as, quote, not the deepest.
I could see that.
Boots on the ground. And of course it was on Reddit, so it's all 100% true.
It's yeah, that's fact. That is but I do factually believe that. Correct.
Now, Kara, wow, what's the thing you were picking up on, the fact that Danielle is okay, this is what I think. She's like, oh, she's gone from just being completely hurt and devastated, and now she's completely broken, and now she's just savage. Fucking and she savage. Is doing a full Mary Brown. Oh. I am going to ruin your life till your
Thank
dying
you.
Day, and I am
I'm gonna dye my hair blonde, put in some extensions, maybe get some new boobs.
Yep.
And I'm going to
She looks so happy. I've never seen her happier. She's in the greatest mood.
The light in her eye, the glint, the twinkle. It wasn't just like that ring light. It was a real, real glow that was emanating without her. And she was like, gosh, you know, I've really been praying and fasting about this. And
so I'm so
skinny.
Now.
I'm so tiny.
Me and my school, and I think it's time for us to get a third. And Bert is really jealous and
She's
mad
like,
about
Bert's
that.
So jealous.
So
it's
jealous.
Crazy. She's so
really
jealous.
Upset. Gosh, that's gonna be a tough thing for her. But me, I'm looking for some support.
Oh yeah.
Yep. If anyone out there, if you're a man, I guess this is how girls break each other down. Oh, we don't fight each other. No.
Oh, yeah.
We break each other down slowly and methodically.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And us, the three of us, shouldn't enjoy watching this, but I do. It's just like I enjoy watching Mary stay with Cody purely for spite.
I'm having a time of my life. I was like, yes, bitch, I know what you're doing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm having a blast. She is getting, this is her revenge.
Savage.
Large wife's revenge. I'm here for it. I really
yes.
I did not see any interest on Joel Osteen's face about Leah or like wanting to be with her. Yeah. He keeps saying like Bert's really not gonna like this. And
he doesn't seem that into Bert anymore though either. Do you think I think he's lost interest in Bert too, because out of sight, out of mind.
I think he's lost interest in all of life. He's really seemed deflated.
He's dead inside now. She's broke. She's done her due diligence.
He deserves
it's because
it.
She's happy.
He's like,
now
damn
Danielle's
it.
Happy. And he's like,
oh, Danielle is having so much fun, dude.
She's having so much fun. She is like, I just got my parents a new property.
Yep.
And we're going to get some tall chairs for our island, and we're going to have a great, great time.
Yes.
Jody, did you pick up on that? Or did you? What
oh,
you
yeah.
Thinking?
Oh, yeah.
It. Yeah.
I was thrown off because she's making like a full breakfast in that 4 square foot kitchen. I was like, oh, she's not thinking clearly when she's talking about this new wife. And then I was like, oh, I see what she's doing. Okay, we got it. And then I was totally on board. Like, while you're at it, I mean, what's better than 1, 2? Let's get wife 2 and 3 in here, and then Bert can come. She can take her time, and then she can be wife number 4. Totally cool.
Also, you're short, Garrick.
Yeah, I'm gonna set you up with a woman who's just slightly taller than you to piss you off.
Yes.
And her name is Leah. They don't, I'm telling you, Large Wife does not give a fuck about Leah, okay? Oh, this is a means to an end. This is absolutely a means to an end.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that the storyline is that Leah is in love with Danielle, though? Because on the season preview, there's like a scene where she's like, believe me, I'm not interested in having sex with your husband. And it seems like ominous, but of course it could be editing, but that would be,
oh, I didn't see that. I mean, that.
Magic.
I would love that.
If those two got together.
I want more, like, let's get bisexual here. Like, let's everybody do something. I'm ready for that storyline.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Well, I think we're going to get to that with the Davises. Don't you?
I think we already have. I think we may have. And it's like, you know, it's always the people that you don't want to hear from that you hear about the most, you know?
Let's look into Bert's story a little bit. Do we believe that she's staying there because her mom's health isn't great? Or is it because she doesn't want to be wife to? Or is it because she hasn't gotten her braces off yet?
Well, does she have the
braces? It's a sound reason. It's a good reason. I would like for her braces to be off.
It's been a while. That's a long treatment protocol.
It has been a while. It's like three years now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but also,
she's
like,
going for her monthly visits.
I gotta say, the years are kind of already waning on Roberta from what the pictures we've seen. I'm like, you're really not that
attractive.
But it might just be because I fucking hate her. Because I think she's awful.
That's true.
But I'm like, you're just not that great. Like, this, you're going to be a burden on them if you come to America.
1,000%. 1,000%. But it's what he deserves. It really, really is. So they go to LA to meet this 30-year-old nurse named Leah that they just talked to via some dating app like 3 weeks ago.
It's been a whole 3 weeks and there's something there.
And Danielle found her, you guys.
Of course she did.
Can I just say how they described her? Artistic, bold, a go-getter.
Yeah. She's black and she has dreads.
Yeah, they don't want to. They're too scared to say that she's black.
and she has an actual job that she goes to and makes money and supports herself. That's called a go-getter, a nurse.
God. Oh no, Danielle definitely made sure to find someone intimidating so that Garrett was scared shitless of this person.
Yeah, I loved it. I love that he was like terrified about how tall she would be as they were cruising up to LAX.
Yeah.
And was like, oh no.
So insecure. They actually said he has a phobia of tall women.
Yeah.
A phobia. Oh
my God. And she laughed. Danielle really laughed after that.
She was giggling her way through all those fucking couch interviews, staring straight into his eyes.
Oh, she was sitting up straight 90 degrees, boobs out.
She also said, she goes, yeah, we went to Cabo to see Bert. And, well, She tried to get her pregnant, but he failed. This guy. his useless dick, this guy.
Good old limp dick.
Just emasculating him every single second. It's so good.
If this is what fasting does, I need to get on it immediately.
Yeah, but I'm never doing that. I mean, it's a good thought. It's a cute thought, Kara.
Oh gosh. That was like incredible information, Jody. Thank you about Garrick.
The beige.
None of it's shocking.
I mean, I'm gonna have to Google Beige Mirrorfield and see what she does for a living, because it's gonna be amazing.
In like a LuLaRoe, like a top of the pyramid of LuLaRoe.
Oh yes. Yeah. That makes so much sense.
Oh gosh. Should we now talk about the Davis family?
Oh my, okay.
One more thing about the Merrifields, when she gets out of the, when Danielle gets out of the car, well, first Danielle's like, I'm gonna let you hug her first. And then the second she got out of the car, she's like, sister, which is also super creepy. The sister thing is super creepy.
We gotta let the sister thing go.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she speaks English. Gross.
Exactly.
Yeah,
also exactly. English.
She's American, but she also hugged her first. just like a pissing contest here already. Just
Garrick got out of his territory. His booster seat out of the front seat. He's like, hi.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Do you think he wore lifts? Do you think he put lifts in his shoes?
Oh yes. Yeah. He's still wearing those stupid sunglasses though.
I can't. The like creepy 70s. I can't.
Kind of Elvis-y looking. Yeah.
And the car conversation's like, so what's going on? Not too much. So it's just so creepy.
I like your hat. I'm gonna steal it.
Yeah, not to say it. It looks good in my outfit. Anyway, and then I love that Leah, her name's Leah, right?
Uh-huh.
She's like, I'm starving though. Like, they're like, we'll go back to the house and we'll talk. And she's like, but I need to eat though.
Yeah, they're like, we fast.
I just got off a flight.
Because God, so we don't eat. Because you know Garrick.
Double.
Yeah. Garrick monitors everything that Danielle puts in her mouth. You know he's that guy.
You know it. Ugh. I kept thinking about all the dog hair that must have been in that omelet they were making, because the dog was too close.
Oh, it was all over the place, yeah.
I'd be in full anaphylaxis. I would have expanded so large. The entire trailer would have just exploded. My eyes swollen shut.
Oh,
God, Jenny.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, yeah. Oh, the Davis family.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm calling them Slick Nick and the Davis sisters, because
I love it. You already have a name for them.
Oh yeah. I mean, the trickery that was going on. This man is a genius, and I will never say that about anybody. Ooh. But he is one of the most diabolical minds. Yes. Okay, you guys, we have to admit, we're going to give you a peek behind the curtain, y'all. This is take two of our recording, but honestly, it could not have happened to a better group of people. We're talking about the Davis family. It's our belle of the ball, as you put it, Jody.
Yeah, it's a
ball. Wow. I've been calling them Slick Nick and the Davis sisters, but they're officially April, Nick, and Jennifer Davis. Mm. Nick, allegedly 38. This is where the lies begin right off the bat. If you guys have seen Nick, he's wizened. Would that be a nice word? He's spending a lot of time looking up wave particles, and it's showing on his face. We'll put it that way.
His face kind of looks like it's melting. Do you guys see like a droopiness around the eyes? Yeah.
I think there's lazy eye.
It's just, there is one lazier eye, but both of the eyes droop down a little bit. Like, it's just,
probably because he's always right reading there. Books. He's just always looking down.
Right. Yeah, well, I'd say that it's really easy to have time to read books when you don't have a job.
Don't have a job, right.
Yes, don't have a job.
Yeah, more on that later. Like I said, Nick is allegedly 38. He says he's been interested in polygamy for the past 15 years because for him, it feels like, you know, he doesn't have the room to limit things. Like, it wouldn't be fair.
He's got to share that sweet, sweet dick with the world.
In some places, you could call it improper. you know, in some rooms. That one room that he's in with April and Jennifer, but Gross. Maybe other rooms too.
Did you guys notice in all the talking heads, they are all over each other. Like arms are just crisscrossed all over the place. Like
a whole Molly cuddle puddle. Like everybody's intertwined with each other. It's like an episode of Euphoria. It's a whole thing.
Now, Apewo was the one who met Jennifer when she was 19 at work.
Yes.
Now this, like we said, this is our second go at this.
Yeah, I was going to say you should probably reestablish the Apewo.
Oh, I think we had talked about it, right? Apewo, that's from the Brinies. This is our second go at it. And the first time, guys, it's just something like we shared that. It was a moment. That's for us. That first go around of talk about the Davis was truly for us. But something that I thought of was April and Jennifer are legally married, the only ones that are legally married. Did they have to kiss one another at the altar?
This is what I'm wondering, because we know as 90 Day scholars that there's a lot.
Well, Danielle and Muhammad did it.
Yeah, there's a lot that goes into like showing your commitment.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the same thing, but yeah, you guys, in order to keep the autonomy and the fairness amongst the group, Nick has made the very wise and humble and really
generous. Like,
generous choice. Thoughtful. To
selfless
yes,
selfless, so a giver, selfless to not have any legal ties to these women, and he's convinced them to marry each other and take his last name. So
works out great for him in case they'll break up.
Absolutely
And I just want to make clear, I'm not against like homosexual marriage in any way, shape, or form.
No, but it came off that way, Joey.
Well, no, I just, because I was like, but oh God, did they kiss?
I mean,
they're saying like, oh no, we're separate.
The first part of that marriage is that you're gay, and I don't know that they are. So, you know, if we're going to do
this, isn't this fraud technically?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I mean, I think all three of them get together. They're saying that doesn't happen.
How could it not? That you guys, they share a single bed, a queen size bed.
They're
with
Dutch
other.
Ovening each other.
The farts in that bed.
Gross.
And is one of them just like, is Apewo sitting there like reading a book on quantum physics while the other one jerks him off right next to him and she's just fine with it? That's gotta happen.
Gotta happen. There's no possible way. They claim to live in the smallest house in the planet and they all share a bedroom because of it. But they also say that when Nick does his thing with the other one, that they're separate. They're in a separate area of the house, but there is no separate area of the house, it appears. So also, did you sense a lick of sexual chemistry between any of them?
Well, definitely not with Nick, more between the women, I think.
I think Jennifer is just lost. And actually she reminds me, go with me here, a little bit of Mary Catherine Gallagher. There's like a nervousness voice. And then when she really laughs, it's like right there right on the edge.
I almost feel like it's like a Mary Brown and Robin situation, where Mary is definitely like a little bit in love with Robin. So the original wife, obviously things were not going too great, so she had to do a Hail Mary here, but she had this friend at work, Jennifer,
a child, minor at work.
Was she a minor? I never caught how old she was.
She was 19. Okay, I guess not technically
a minor. She's not a minor, but yeah.
19, come on.
But it's still gross.
He's 38. Okay. Ugh. No.
Because he would have been 33 when they got together, allegedly. I don't believe this five-year thing. I think they got together when she was 17.
Yep.
And they're doing like a Wilmer Valderrama kind of thing.
Yep. Yeah, just like he's rounding up for his height. He rounded down for his age.
Yeah.
Or up for her age.
I know enough about like Kylie and Tyga when they were just friends. And then suddenly the day after her 18th birthday, they're like making out, you know? It's just so weird how that works out.
I don't know the Kardashian world. I mean,
me and Jody, that's one kind of blind spot.
You don't want to know. You don't
wait.
You
Tyga. I assume like the name Tyga sounds like a cute little baby tiger.
Little baby Tyga.
But he's not a little tiger.
He's a man.
He's a full predator, like much like an actual tiger. Yeah.
Like what age range are we? What age range are we talking here?
I think he was maybe 26 to her 17.
Sexy. Okay.
Yeah, they met at Kendall's 16th birthday. He
that is so cute.
That's even gross. That is really cute.
By the way, that Kendall was 16 at the time, and she was 14. So
even better.
Yeah.
Oh God. Hey, when you know, you know.
Love is love. You know.
Right. God.
So yikes. Nick seems short, right?
Yes,
or is actually, it just his personality that comes across as short man?
Thank you for bringing that up, because as Jennifer is crying in the kitchen about how much this relationship has helped her develop as a woman, Nick is standing in front of a white refrigerator, and I did a little quick
Google. Oh, God, be careful. Karen Potomac, let's not even go there. Okay.
The standard refrigerator is anywhere between 62 and 72 inches. So if I just Googled it.
I love you because you are doing like, Jody damn. Level research right now on this.
I will, the pettiest
research.
Exactly. But so 72 inches, if we're going to be fair, 6 feet, a straight 6 feet. Mm-hmm. And I would put him like maybe 6 inches under that. So I'm like a 5'6", maybe 5'7" on a good day.
And I think that was like an eye level with them, probably.
Yeah, that was like an apartment size fridge too. That wasn't like a full.
I'm being nice to him.
You are being very fair. Okay,
and now you're 5'5", and he says 5'8".
Definitely, exactly. We all know the
now. We addressed this in our first recording again, and as many of you know, I was born with the gift to detect genetic abnormalities, specifically kind of like my area of expertise is the little person gene. And I want to make it clear because Kara, you're gorgeous. You said you're 5 foot. The little person gene has nothing to do with height.
Right.
It is a facial structure that I can identify and or proportion, limbs, whatever. You do not have the little
just
person
quick
gene.
Question.
I have not been able to sleep for 2 nights because of this. I was like, Kara's going to think that.
I just have a quick question.
Yeah.
Walk us through your journey in discovering this talent of yours. How did you find it?
I think it was always there, but I didn't feel comfortable enough to share my gift with the world until I had this platform, this microphone in front of me. I don't remember who's the first person I identified. Most of the time, it's a facial structure thing. Mm-hmm. It's an eye, nose, cranium sort of look.
Sure.
A perfect example, actually, I mean, the... I don't know, like just the, what's the word I'm looking for? The finest specimen of little person gene on TV right now. I believe in the entire 90 Day Fiance franchise is Mohammed of Mohammed and Eve. He's the one that goes,
that was good. That was so good. I will stay here tonight alone and you go out.
I mean, I've never seen...
You're absolutely right.
Little person gene.
He does give like the member of the Lollipop Guild. Like there is something about it.
He isn't one. It's his voice too.
It's his voice.
Yes, but if he were to have a child, it is 100% going to be a little person. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Again, I was just born with the ability. Now, April of Nick, Jennifer, and April, little person gene.
I can see that for sure. This cranial thing. Oh, isn't it a thing that if you put your arms straight out like this, that's the length of your whole body? Isn't that true?
Yeah. Supposed to be, I think. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. No. And also,
I mean, that's not happening with her or with this new one.
Or Danielle. Yeah. Danielle, very little person, Jean. And now we discussed that you might have been thrown off like, oh, is it just the way that she was sitting on the couch? Because Amanda, you had mentioned she looked very uncomfortable on that couch, right?
Very. Yeah.
She wanted a cushion.
She needs a throw pillow to put on her stomach, to put on her lap.
Yeah.
As everyone deserves to have, actually.
Yeah, there should be cushions.
That's a human rights thing. Yeah. Like gay marriage, free healthcare.
It's a feminist issue.
Throw pillow on your lap.
Can we talk about just that awkward ass and super contrived scene of them pretending like they've ever cooked in the kitchen together before? With the green beans and the chicken. Awesome. Ooh. Do you think these women have ever added spices to anything in their whole life?
Okay, so I watched it back and I did notice in the corner that there was Lowry's and two other spices, but I couldn't detect what it was. But
well, Lowry's is good, right?
At least like one all-purpose seasoning was touching whatever those very bland hockey pucks of chicken were.
Oh, they were overcooked. They were like rigid, like you could like scrape a knife over the top.
That was like charcoal. Over and undercooked. You could tell, you know, they were pink in
the middle's a little pink. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
they're fighting for that one toilet in the house all night.
Oh, gross! Oh my god,
they poop together. They probably all poop together.
I was just gonna say, do you think one's taking a shower while one's using the bathroom?
Absolutely.
Gross.
Yeah, why not?
As Amanda and I found out, I don't even do that with my husband.
I think that's weird.
Why would you?
You've seen a man pee before, right? Like you've been in the room while a man is peeing. You've watched it happen. Okay. Yes.
No.
So I win.
No.
I win that argument.
Do you go in the bathroom knowing he's peeing like, oh, I'm going to go brush my teeth? Thank you.
This is like a he leaves the door open kind of thing. Yeah.
Or you're already in there and he comes in and is like, I'm going to pee.
No.
Oh.
Okay. No. See, Amanda, could you just like, I'm going to record every episode of this.
I'm kind of a weird, gross person. I think we've established that.
I still to this
day. I have no boundaries whatsoever.
Oh God. How long have we been married? 17, I don't know, something like that. 17 years. And still the sound, if I can hear him peeing, I'm like, God, you are the worst human on the earth. Like, gross, what's wrong with you?
No. Okay. Divorce papers immediately. Yeah.
I think they're all in there together.
Definitely.
I could see Nick liking to take showers. Like he washes their hair every morning before work.
Yeah.
I hate showering with someone. I don't find it sexy. I'm in here to do a task. Yes.
Yeah. That's
like, I don't feel the lights are like on. It's like bathroom lighting.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
I'm not feeling my greatest.
The girl's like, let me taste this green bean. It falls on the floor. She barely recovered from that. She was so embarrassed when that green bean fell on the ground.
Normally I would eat this, but I have to pretend sanitary issues here.
But then she tastes it and she's like, I'm just getting the revelation. She's like, I'm going to put more salt on a spritz more of salt.
I'm going to argue that Lowry's shouldn't even go on green beans.
I think it was on the chicken. Because the chicken looks a little like reddish.
Yeah.
And black.
They also had a pile of what looked like baby corn and green beans mixed together. Oh. Like very public school.
Spinach or something?
Lunch. Yeah, I thought a succotash.
It looked real bad. It wasn't even a succotash. It was very like prison. Love
that. Prison, they're great.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Perfect. Oh, yeah, gruel. Gruel, I think we called it last time. Yeah. It was gruel. Let's see, what else? Oh,
well, the best thing about this is that we find out that there is a child involved in all of this. So that's great, too.
Cute story.
He gets to watch all this happen in front of his very eyes.
And thank God there's a child, because what else is Nick going to be doing with his life as a trophy husband and stay-at-home father? To a 13-year-old boy who's taller than him, by the way.
Who seems quite self-sufficient and embarrassed by all degrees to be even on camera.
He's used to a lot of diversity with like kids who have the raised by their grandparents or their aunts or other 19-year-olds who share the bed with their mom and dad. You know, just it's normal.
Is she closer to his age than Nick's age? Cool. Good Lord.
Oh my God, I just thought about that. Gross.
Awful. Oh. I think she's
talking about boundaries.
God bless. Everything about this was so stressful. I could not believe April had the nerve to sit on that couch and openly weep as she's talking about how Nick does all the thinking for her, and he just gets to sit there and do his research and development, and then he tells them what he learned, and then she doesn't have to worry about things or have anxiety like people normally do, because she leaves the thinking to her man. Okay.
Yeah. Well, he is Bobby Fischer. He's the king of the chessboard, and the queens move around and he holds court.
Oh,
he was so proud of that analogy. He was so proud of it.
practice. He had been thinking about that for a long time because I've seen that look in Cody Brown's face where, you know, he's been thinking about this and he's just been waiting for the cameras to roll tape.
Oh, you guys, I am rewatching season 15 of Sister Wives. And like, I've been kind of just, you know, I'm always watching Sister Wives, but I'm kind of mixing around all the seasons. He literally had like a break, a mental break between like seasons 14 and 15. And he is, every talking head, he is screaming at the camera, like at me. I feel like he's screaming at me, Amanda.
Remember when he said this about Christine?
She was leaving my ass.
No, that was about Mary.
Oh, that's right, about Mary.
Did you notice that, Carol, on that tell-all? He goes, he meant to say she was leaving my ass, but he goes, she was leaving my ass.
The emphasis on the wrong syllable that drove us nuts. She was leaving my ass.
But when he turned, he goes,
listen, Suki, that man. Using her first name.
Abbreviating it.
Suki.
There's no way she even told him that. Like, by the way, you can call me Suki. There's no way she said that. He just abbreviated that in his head.
But again, he's like Nick. It's that confidence and he's planned this out.
Yeah.
He does think he's the big brain in the room. He knows more than everyone else.
So the scene where he's talking about quantum physics to his wives, I imagine Dave doing this to Jody while you're in the kitchen trying to cook. And like, Kara, like a few months ago, Dave found this like fitness app and tell her about it.
It was my Fitness Pal?
I think it was My Fitness Pal.
My Fitness Pal.
He paid for the premium membership and it's all he was talking about.
It was like a 2-week kick where he was promoting it.
Never
to
been
his
mentioned
colleagues. I was catching him like on the phone talking about it. And I would just hear him in the other room. He'd be like, yeah, nailed it. Hit my daily goal. And it's like, ugh. There was nothing more annoying I'd ever heard in my entire life.
You should tell him that the TikTok girls are all like very anti MyFitnessPal because they say that it promotes EDs. So you got to tell him. You got to tell Dave to watch out.
Oh, don't worry. I'm sure he's still paying for it, but it was like a 2-week thing. Oh, he also bought a blood pressure cuff. That like hooked to his phone, and I would hear again. This was like a 3-week stint last summer,
and I would just a layer of dust on it now.
Oh, I don't even know. I could hear it in the other room, like, somehow he jumped from like 40 to 84. Yikes!
Would you
anyway.
Rather hear the blood pressure machine or the pee? Which is the worst?
Oh, blood pressure machine.
Or the morning clearing the throats.
That's every man, right?
Yeah.
Like that morning.
Yeah. Ugh. The hacking.
Yeah. Anyway.
Men are the worst. Speaking of men who are the worst, let's talk more about Nick.
You know, we were talking about Cody, and now I'm onto a theory that something about like a purple button down is very empowering to a man. And it gives him like, a sense of like a false sense of security, I think. We got to rip it off. Rip off the band-aid of this.
No more purple.
When he went on his date with, what is the other one's name? Danielle?
Danielle.
Mm. Our newest 22-year-old on the docket.
She's with an old little person soul. An old soul.
Well, she looks like an old person.
Yes.
22. Yes. I was,
there's no
Lord.
There's no way.
There's you don't no think way. So? But she talked to the camera. She also seems a little aggressive. Like, I feel like she's a little like, I feel like she could go into like code switching mode very quickly.
She
seems
that.
A little aggressive and
she's a little brash.
Yeah, just like yeah, I've seen some stuff
because she's confident. She knows.
Yeah,
what she's doing.
The confidence of this girl to wear this outfit.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say to order the hamburger.
Well, they
let's
go
talk about
hand
the hamburger
in hand.
In the room too, right?
Let's talk about the hamburger.
I mean, again, we talked about this the first go around. God bless you. And is this a millennial thing? You just go for the quarter pounder right on the first date?
It's a Gen Z thing for sure.
Gen Z.
The confidence
okay, got
to
it.
Go in that like Peggy Bundy for Shein outfit. Mm. It was a
with
lot.
No Spanx, Kara.
Like, not a Spanx. Not
or
a
bra.
Not a bra. I don't think there was a panty there. Not a strip of underpinning.
Oh no.
I could
oh, yeah,
not believe it.
She's going commando for sure. She's freaky for like sure. That.
For sure. Oh my God. I suspect that maybe Nick got like a buy one get one free burger and fry special.
He had like an entertainment book.
100%
The entertainment. You guys know that the entertainment book.
Oh, you don't think Daphne has still has the entertainment book?
Oh, Carol, my mom Carol, she loves an entertainment book. Not so much these days though.
I was wondering if they still make them. Like, can I still get a 15% off at TCBY? Is that still a thing?
Ooh, God.
Or no, there's Groupon.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, there's Groupon. I love those entertainment books. Yeah. We had some good meals back in the day. Yeah. And like, my God, you had to stick to that limit on that card. Oh,
you're not getting a Diet Coke, you're getting water.
Oh, your ass is getting smacked in the car on the way home if you dare to go over that thing.
Oh my God.
Wow. Oh yeah, so yeah, Danielle, she orders her burger.
Orders a burger. She doesn't even know how to pronounce polygamist, this Danielle. She's never heard of it. She describes herself as very fluid and open, but also had never been in like more than a monogamous relationship. So
this she's 22. How many relationships have you been
in? Exactly.
Yeah.
Of course this is your first boyfriend. Girl.
And she's ready to settle down. Where is her position in the bed gonna be? Because now, I mean, the ratio is thrown off.
They're going to have to get one of those like little Wayfair benches at the end and she could sleep on that.
Oh. Or like one of those baby things you hook on the side of the bed. For Nick, obviously, because he's the littlest of them all.
He's going to go right off. Yeah. The logistics of sleeping in, like, I don't even like sleeping next to a wall. Mm-mm. Like, but like, if you're in between now three other people, if you have to get up in the middle of the night to use the bathroom, you have to scoot off the bed downward.
Scoot down. And then you're bringing the sheet.
Do a downward scoot.
And they're not using a top sheet. I can tell you that right now.
Oh, no.
Comforter is coming off that thing if you got to get out.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
It sounds awful. I don't like sleeping with anyone, but like with three other people in the bed, I would call the aisle seat.
You gotta call shotgun when you get in.
Which one is shotgun in the bed?
Sorry, I was gonna say, like, I sleep in like a pillow fortress. I need a body pillow on each side so I can swing my leg over.
Yeah.
There's no room for that. I'm not swinging a leg over Nick.
You got to use Nick as a body pillow.
Oh.
He likes to be cuddled in the middle. He's so little. He's so tiny. Protect me.
I just like, there's lots of legs and feet and like, just everything's colliding under there.
Now, like, imagine they've gone to sleep that night because those two girls, as they're waiting for their man to go off on the date with Danielle, are like,
with their wine.
Yeah.
Cheers.
One half bottle each of red
Lambrusco.
Wine.
They're getting wasted tonight.
And his burger sweats. Like, can you imagine?
Ugh. Oh.
Now, that's a good question. If he goes home with Danielle and hopefully not have little baby Nicks and Danielles, and when I say little, I mean very little, do those two ladies, like, brush their teeth, wash their face, and go to bed without him?
Well, there's no other bed, though.
William's on the couch. They kicked him out of William's bedroom. That's the only thing. That's got to be the only one.
Or do they watch each other? Yo, free Willy, free Willy.
Free Willy.
We already got Brittany. Let's work on Will next.
Work on the next one. Does it show? Isn't there a preview? Am I wrong? I feel like one of you said this last time. Is there a preview that she does come home with them? Like it showed a preview of that?
Yeah. And I also want to talk about how they talk about how like Nick regulates himself. Like he doesn't really want to give the D up away.
So disciplined.
Anyway. You know, yeah. He's got a really powerful tool in there. So you got to give it to the right queen, you know? You got to make sure you got the right queen.
He makes sure he takes care of his women. You don't you worry.
Do we think he is like... attracted to Danielle? Because he did convince me that he was into her. He was like, like just in the car, he's making like smacking noises. I was like, oh, God.
At one point, she kissed his hand in the car. I almost died.
I got a little micro moment where I found that I feel like she's a very controlling person and she's going to be a nightmare, but she put her hand on his shirt and then she's like, oh, thank you, baby. And she kind of like brushed his shirt, like, oh, like rubby, like, oh, thank you. And then she noticed something on his shirt and she like went and like rubbed it off. And it seemed very controlling to me.
She does have like, you know, those girls who would go to high school with like a Cookie Monster pajama pants. You knew they could fight.
Say no more.
Know they could fight for sure.
That's what she has. You don't mess with girls like
yeah,
that.
Oh, you don't fuck. You don't fuck with her.
No.
Holy shit.
What was I gonna say? Oh, she would also be the type of chick that would be. When the waiter comes, she'd be like, he's going to have the green beans and the steak. Well done. She's that chick.
And she's probably rude, too.
I like to take care of my man. That's how he likes it.
Snaps at them. Yeah.
Excuse me.
Well, hold on. You guys are like reaching your arm up and snapping way up here. Let's not give her too much credit. Baby snaps.
What was your name again? Every time someone would ask me that as a server, I would always say, I didn't actually tell you, but it's Amanda. You don't need to know my fucking name. I'll be there if you need me. I'm good at my job. Anyway.
She'll definitely like fight you over getting a free refill of the strawberry lemonade, even though there are no free refills and it says it on the menu.
And the server is just going to be like, fine, I'll take this out of my tips tonight. It's not even worth it. Because you got to do that sometimes.
And she's taking those strawberry lemonades, like at least four during the meal. She's like, these are so good. Like reaching in to get the chunks of strawberry out to eat
with
it.
With her dirty ass fingers, her dirty hamburger fingers.
Little fingies.
So I just want to like end with my hot take, which is that I know that people who listen to me would think that with every fiber of my being that I would hate Nick and think that he was the worst possible person. But I'm going to say that I think he's absolutely a diabolical genius. Mm-hmm. I support him wholeheartedly. He has scammed his way into one of the greatest scams that TLC Network has ever witnessed. And I'm happy to see it.
Okay.
It is impressive. No job.
None.
Three women now in the same bed, and they definitely have to do stuff together.
That kingdom of a two-bedroom apartment. I mean, he's really living his life.
Because the women were bragging about how much money they're like, we don't need our man to work because we got good jobs. I'm like, then why are you living in a two-bedroom, one bathhouse?
Yeah,
we make more than enough. Do you?
Okay, in the preview for next week, Jody, I know, I hope you appreciate this. It shows Nick showing her around the house and his tour of the house. He says, this is the guest bath and back there is the bedroom. I think he said something like that.
Oh God.
Kara, do you understand that at all? Do you understand this reference?
Absolutely. Wow.
Okay. Yeah, Leah, teen mom, when she gave a tour of her house to Jalen, who had wink, wink, never been to her house before and doesn't already currently live there. Because you got a tour of the places. Right here is the guest bathroom and upstairs is the girls' bedrooms.
It's her tour of the house. The tour. Jalen.
And scene.
She is a simple woman, isn't she?
When Jalen's like, oh, is this your dog? As the dog's like running over with his slippers in his mouth. Right.
He's exposing his belly immediately. Like,
I said that to Jody when we did that episode. I'm like, he didn't even jump up on him. Like, he was just like, hey, Like, he barely ran over to see who was coming through the door for the first time ever.
Oh my God. Jalen is such a mystery for me.
Thirsty.
I get a real ick out of guys who want to be influencers because, like, I'm all for equal rights, but that's girl stuff, okay? That's being an influencer.
I agree with you.
Influencers for girls only, okay? And I think it's weird.
And those tight pants.
And Kara, did you see that photo blazer. Shoot that she did with him?
Of course on the beach? I did. Of course I did. You guys are not, like you said, Kardashian people, but Kris Jenner's boyfriend, Corey, has a similar body build, like very thick in the hips.
Yeah.
And like very curvy.
Yeah, well, so, like womanly hips. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like
for the pants Lamonis. That are two sizes too tight with, and then put his cell phone in his back pocket so that it's like even tighter.
Absolutely. Yeah, he looks like he's wearing maternity wear sometimes. It's very interesting. A lot of like loose
that pretty
loose
white blazer with the bow, the sash on the side. Wait, but she just posted, not to get too into Teen Mom, Leah posted some sort of ad for a timeshare somewhere that she stayed and she was drinking Truly. So I don't think she's pregnant.
That like lake rental thing where she was in the I saw that. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Maybe not. Maybe Jalen's pregnant.
Maybe.
He's
equal
caring
rights
for them.
Kara, also if you're not following Gary Shirley on Instagram, it's one of the funniest things ever. Because he posts all these food pictures and they're all disgusting.
Really?
Disgusting.
Oh, I'm gonna follow right after.
Oh, you have to. It's so funny. And then in every post, he'll be like, he tags Christina at least once, but sometimes twice. And then he goes, "Well, I barely even had a chance to have any of this, Sammy, because Christina ate it up before I could even get to the table."
And Christina Shirley had seconds. Am I right? Always throws her under the bus. Or he'll be like, "Leah and I sure love to split this 3 feet hoagie. It was delicious."
That's so funny.
Oh, he had like a
the food is all so gross
fettuccine Alfredo that he was bragging about with 3 hot but uncooked leaves of spinach.
And he like the chickens. He like positioned around the chicken. I mean, and then this jizzy ass sauce. Yeah, please, Kara.
Wow. Okay, I can't wait.
It's the best. Your whole day will be made.
What's his at? Do you know his
ad? You'll find it. It's Gary Shirley.
It's Gary time. No, I think it's
Gary. It's Gary time. But like that's like an underscore one, I think.
Oh my God.
The way he makes Christina sound like she is hypoglycemic, like she needs to eat at all times at Christina Shirley.
I can't wait. Okay, thank you. We're gonna end on a high note, you guys.
Yeah, exactly.
I just
went through the change right there. I'm like, Gary does it for me, I guess.
You get excited.
Tell my listeners where they can find you guys.
We are at We Love to Hate Everything on your free podcast app. And from there, you can find the links. But We Love to Hate Everything. And we got some Patreons going that you can check out. Sister Wives.
Kara, we want to have you on for a Sister Wives episode.
I'm there. Yes. I'm ready. Anytime.
It's just too much fun.
Anytime. Really, honestly, like it's very sad. Very little convincing that needs to be done to get me to watch an old episode of Sister Wives.
Oh, I'm probably doing so right classic. Now. They're so classic. We're about to do the one where they move to Las Vegas and they get 18 flat tires in the middle of the night.
Yeah, a classic episode. Classic.
It's always Robin's fault too.
It's always Robin's scam to get a new car. She's like, "When we ran out of gas, I need a new car, Cody."
Kara, tell our listeners where we can find you.
Oh my gosh. My podcast is called Everyone's Business But Mine, and you can find me everywhere. You can follow me on Instagram, also at Everyone's Business But Mine. I'm currently talking whatever's going on in pop culture today, and also Seeking Sister Wife and Welcome to Plathville.
Yeah. And also Real World New Orleans. I'm not even watching it, but I listen to your recaps and I've always hated Julie and this just confirms everything.
Absolutely. She's an absolute monster. You got to get your eyes on it. No doubt the best reality TV show that's on right now, for sure.
Should I watch Plathville? I was thinking about it the other day. Should I from
Oh, it
from
is
where?
Worthwhile still.
From the beginning, or like season two?
From the beginning, because you really have to establish how sheltered they were.
Well, we've watched that. Remember, he's like, I really like the Cokes and my wine slushies.
I got a wine slushie. I liked it. We watched that one episode where he like confronts his parents.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay, I haven't really followed up. Okay.
I'm a completionist. I always recommend starting from episode one. So.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a mess. It's a mess.
We do that one next. All right, everyone's business but mine. We love to hate everything. And this was so much fun. Thank you.
An absolute pleasure. I could not have asked for better people to do another take with. It was so much fun.
Anytime you want to ever come on ours or have us on yours, we'd be thrilled. This was fun.
For sure. You guys have a good day.
Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.